I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "There are only two things certain in life, death and taxes." It is certainly a pessimistic view on life and all therein. Yet this saying has endured because perhaps there is a glimmer of truth to it. These two themes of death and taxes play a predominant role in our gospel lesson from Mark this morning. The story of the widow's mite is often told in a manner which glorifies the giving of the widow. In her gift of two coins, she gives more than anyone else who is contributing at the temple that day. The implied message is that she has literally given everything that she has. We understand this story to be one about generosity and faithfulness. There is no doubt that the widow's gift is a generous one. She comes to the temple and she provides her offering. She pays the temple tax and more, and she offers all that she has in material wealth. A traditional telling of this story would say that we should all be so generous, that each of us should dig into our pockets until there is nothing left but lint, and then give it all to the church. The widow gives out of her poverty, whereas the remainder give out of their abundance. They still have plenty left to spare. Before we dig for deeper meaning, perhaps we should ask why we place this widow and her generosity up onto a pedestal. Why do we elevate it? Why is her gift so wonderful? This is a passage which is often used by congregations during stewardship drives. A passage which is meant to encourage a congregation to give more to the church. Why is the widow's sacrifice so great? On a day when we are also remembering the sacrifice that men and women have made for their country, the question of sacrifice is front and center. Many of us have or will wear a poppy in the coming days as a physical reminder of the sacrifice of others. In John's Gospel, we read, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." As a society, we idolize this type of sacrifice. The highway of heroes attests to this. There is a nobility in fighting and dying for something greater than yourself. However, when we idolize and herald the giving of this widow in this way, I think we need to ask ourselves if this is a healthy practice. Is it healthy for a poor widow to give everything that she has? Is this the model of giving that the church should be encouraging? Before we answer the question, let's consider what the coins the widow gives represent. They have a value far greater than money. They represent an offering built on faith, on the belief that what she was donating to was much larger than herself, that the cause she was supporting, the temple, was worth donating to. Her offerings were faith-filled and represent all that she had, all that she brings, all of what we are, and all of what we hope to become. It's an offering that is presented to God for service to the world. This is what our offerings should look like. Yet in the case of the widow, I question whether her offering should be celebrated as a model of financial stewardship. Consider the context of the story. And this is a problem perhaps with the lectionary. We hear only a part of the passage and not the entire story that it is set in. Remember that Jesus is in the temple. He is criticizing the institution of the temple. Jesus is pointing to the ruling elite, those who hold places of honor, and he is indicating that their behavior is not appropriate. It follows then that the widow's offering is the behavior we should follow, as she is the social opposite of the ruling elite. However, we need to read this passage in light of two other passages. The first is a teaching which we find in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, about who is to be protected and cared for. Three individuals are named: the widow, the orphan, and the foreigner. How is the widow taken care of if she gives all of her money to the temple? The money collected at the temple should be used to take care of the widow. Instead, the implication which Jesus makes is that the money that is gathered is lining the pockets of the elite. The second passage we need to consider the widow's gift in is the verses that immediately follow our reading from today. In chapter 13, those first couple of verses in Mark's gospel, Jesus and the disciples now leave the temple. And one of the disciples marvels at just the sheer size of the stones that have been used to build the temple. And Jesus replies by stating, "Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." In light of these two passages, is the widow's offering one that should be celebrated? The widow gives everything she has to an institution that Jesus tells us will be destroyed. Given that Jesus is the one who points out the widow's offering, do you think he was doing so to praise it as a model of giving, or for another reason? Don't get me wrong. God wants our all. But our all is more than the sum of our bank account. The message is clear based on Jesus' condemnation of the scribes. He holds them responsible for plundering the widow's house. Given how Jesus has highlighted the corrupt nature of the temple establishment and how he speaks of its future destruction, we might ask ourselves if Jesus is cautioning against giving to the temple. By extension, it brings to light our own giving today to the church. What do our offerings to the church accomplish? Are they a wise use of the gifts God has given to us? Now, of course, it is my prayer that you will find that the answer to that question is yes. that St. Andrews is a wise steward of the resources provided to it. And if you're unsure, then I would ask that you find time to come and speak with me about the work that St. Andrews is engaged in our community and beyond. Friends, there exists a tension within our passage. On one hand, we recognize that the widow has been taxed beyond her means, that she is giving far more than should be expected, and that the status quo of her situation cannot remain, that it is not right for the temple establishment to expect such an offering from her. On the other hand, exists the reality that the widow gave everything. In giving the two coins, we witness the widow give literally everything, her whole life, to the temple. What does it mean to give your whole life to the temple? What does it look like? The Constitution of the Presbyterian Church in the United States, and I looked if our PC, Presbyterian Church in Canada, had something similar, and I couldn't find anything. But the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church in the United States reads in part, "Ministering to the needs of the poor, the sick, the lonely, and the powerless. Engaging in the struggle to free people from sin, fear, oppression, hunger, and injustice, giving itself and its substance to the service of those who suffer, sharing with Christ in the establishment of his just, peaceable, and loving rule in the world. The church is called to undertake this mission even at the risk of losing its life." At the risk of losing its life. When we think of giving, do we think in terms of life and death? Do we believe that our giving to God is on such a scale that our very lives hinge on it? What does it mean to lose our lives in giving to God's church? This morning we also looked at the Old Testament, the reading from Ruth, a continuation of our story from last week. This week we consider the Ruth and Naomi. They have lost everything, and at the same time, they have gained everything. Ruth, despite conventional wisdom, clings to her mother-in-law. She gives everything that she has, which is only herself. She dies to herself and devotes herself to Naomi. In doing so, she provides a form of hospitality to Naomi, which goes beyond simple relationships. In turn, Naomi clings to Ruth and treats her as a daughter, not just as a daughter-in-law. Strip away all of the theology and all of the doctrine, and what we have with Ruth and Naomi is a profound story about people finding richness in ordinary and unlikely places. The tale of Ruth and Naomi is a reminder that our lives can be a significant offering to one another. Today we have three widows. We have three different ways of giving. Yet each one embodies and models an understanding that God is interested in more than just superficial acts. God is interested in our whole selves. Three widows. Three women who should have been cared for by the institution of the temple and the community which they belong. Yet God uses their offerings to be the example to us of what it means to give our whole selves. That we are to present ourselves, all of who we are, to God. Amen.